This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi. Well, some shocking news that is on social media at the moment about the Muswellbrook Cats AFL club. And nothing bad about them. They're a great club. Apart from having a loss on the weekend, their first loss after three wins in a row, that's the only bad news I can say about the Cats. But the bad news is that some low-life scumbags have broken into the canteen at Werriman Field. It's not the first time it's happened. And to tell us more, Samantha Patterson, who is the president of the Cats. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning.
So when did you discover the theft and the break-in?
Every Tuesday and Thursday we head up to Werriman Field for training. So last night our boys went up there and, noticed that the door had been completely demolished pretty much. They've really done a number on the lock mechanism. And discovered that, pretty much all of our goods in the canteen had been stolen.
So what sort of things are you talking about?
So all of our soft drinks, Powerades, our meat and onions, of all things. They've taken our pie warmers and some of the, merchandise that we have in terms of polos and jumpers and things like that. I think they even took our fire extinguisher.
Really? Fire extinguisher?
I'm not really sure what kind of party they're having, but, they certainly have a lot of goods to continue.
Wow. Would you have a sort of an estimate of how much this is going to cost the club?
A rough estimate, especially with the pile one, because it was quite a large one, and we're looking at a little under $1,000 worth of goods for that particular incident.
Wow. And this isn't the first time it's happened?
No. It seems to happen, probably not every year, but we often have the end of season's drinks and things stolen. The councillors tried to sort of help us with that. They used to break in through the actual windows, but this time they've gone for the lock on the door. So we've had like a steel plate to reinforce the windows, which has helped, but obviously these guys are particularly determined and got in through the door itself.
So the lock's completely stuffed as well, by the sounds of it.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
So is the next conversation with the council about metal bars for the door as well then?
We've been in contact with both the police and council and, we'll do our best to get it as shored up as possible. But obviously we won't be storing anything in there for the foreseeable future.
So what impact will this have? I mean, you've got a home game this weekend, don't you?
We do. So obviously we'll have to replenish our stocks quick smart, but we've had a really great outpouring of support from the community after the post we put on Facebook last night, which is just really heartening to see. So obviously it's very much the minority that's, causing problems for people in the community. So one of our sponsors, Mac Energy, has actually jumped on board and given us some emergency funds so we can replace our stock, which is just wonderful. And we've had, as I said, lots of support from community members offering pie warmers and donations and things like that, which is just wonderful.
Well done. Yeah,
so
congratulations.
I think we should be okay, but it is a bit of a pain.
Yeah,
more than anything else.
Three cheers to Mac Energy and all those other supporters that have come forward and put their hand up for you. What would you say to those who are responsible?
There's just really no need for it, Black. We're in terms of sporting clubs in the community, we're definitely a small one, and even the few items that were stolen, it's a very big hit to a club like ours, and there's just really no need for it. Obviously, I could use some more colourful language, but we're on radio, so I won't do so.
Yeah, thanks for that. I'd like to keep my job, but I think everyone listening can probably imagine those words and language in their head. So if anyone actually knows anything about this or notices that someone suddenly has some clothing that has the Muswellbrook Cats on it, which they previously didn't own, maybe contact the police and let them know.
Yeah, definitely.
And let's hope that I've got to ask, the onions, were they pre-sliced or were they still needing to be cut?
they were chopped up frozen onions. So like I said, they raided both our fridge and our freezer. So all of our, we sort of buy meat in bulk for home games and things like that. So there was plenty of frozen goods that were stolen as well.
Well, but, the reason I asked that question is I was going to say, I hope at least they, you know, cry some tears when they're cutting the onions up.
No, fortunately someone's already done that for them.
God. Well, look, congratulations on the community support, and I'm saying congratulations to those who have put their hand up to help. And if you want to see one of our great local sporting teams go about this weekend and support them in their time of need, unfortunately, get along to Werriman Field on Saturday. What time does things kick off?
So we play at 12 this weekend against top of the table Newcastle City.
Oh, easy win, no problem.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. No, you've got a great captain coach there, Matt. The goal-scoring whiz who got you that win on the bell there several weeks ago now, so let's hope we can have a similar feat this Saturday.
I very much hope so.
Thanks very much for joining us, Samantha. I wish it was in better circumstances, but next time it will be.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Samantha Patterson there, the president of the Muswellbrook Cats AFL Club. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.